BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Wednesday's podcast. It's the Scott Mills Daily. A much needed bumbleo because we're halfway through the week. Real or No Real with Clara, a new idea called penny dating which could make your next date night more exciting, and it really winds people up when you say that you were the first person to discover Ed Sheeran, as we find out on the show.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.
And we are on. Ready for a cheeky bumbleo today? Gap requests are coming in already. Let me know on 81199. What do you want in the gap between the T's and the main part of Bumbleo today? Anything from the show? Maybe anything from the student tour last week, if you fancy a bit of that.
Hello, Chris.
Hello, Scott.
Okay?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm just thinking what I'd like in the gap today.
I know.
So many choices, you know?
I think the guy who said, what a time to be alive.
Yes.
The guy, when we interviewed him after the fake David Guetta gig, I think he needs to be on today.
That's a good one.
Any more? 81199. I was interested to hear Paddy McGuinness's views on our brand new dating show involving a milking parlour this morning on Grimmy's show, Paul the Udder One. This is what he said. I mean, he sounds... I don't think he's completely sold on it.
It just sounds very seedy.
It does sound a little bit wrong.
We're in a milking shed.
Yeah.
We've got a circle of men and one girl in the middle.
That's right. So
to
it's
be
one
fair,
girl.
That sounds like it could be the advert for it.
Yeah. Do you reckon he let us use that?
Well, we've got
like
it now.
A famous voice. One girl and a whole bunch of guys in a rotating milking machine. Will she choose to date or rotate? I'm getting so many good comments about Paul the Udder One at the moment. Watch it if you haven't already. It's on BBC iPlayer on the Radio 1 channel. Just search for Paul and you'll find it.
Really?
There's nothing bad, I don't think, on iPlayer. Which also starts with Paul.
Okay.
I think we're fine. It's not
make
like
sure search. It's iPlayer.
It's not like searching the internet. Yes, make sure it's BBC iPlayer. The voice of University Challenge has been on Twitter saying it was superb.
Well, that's high praise indeed.
High praise indeed from Roger. Liverpool Hiscock. And just comments around the office today. People saying they loved it. Go and watch it if you haven't already. One girl, about seven boys, and a rotating milking thing, machine. Actually, state-of-the-art farming equipment there. Paul the Udder One is on BBC iPlayer.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I heard Grimmy talk about this morning. You know that Miley Cyrus is going to do a naked show. Like, entirely naked.
Right, okay.
So, it's basically the guy from the Flaming Lips, who she kind of works with a lot, a guy called Wayne Coyne. And they are going to be performing together in concert and they will both be naked.
Right. And what's the deal with the audience there?
I think also the audience should be naked, otherwise that's not fair, is it?
Okay.
Like, that should be the way it is, right? I think.
I don't know. I don't know where I stand on this.
But it's happening. But sadly in America, I think, not here. I'll do a UK one. We'd go, wouldn't we?
A nudist show? Yes.
Like, they've got nudist beaches. Let's have a nudist pop concert. Yes. Also, One Direction today have said that even though the band are taking a break, they must be, like, counting down the days now and actually not really looking forward to it because it's got to be weird. They've been touring together for 5 years, right? And then, like, after the Sheffield show? That's it. And they're on a break. And they've been constantly touring for like 5 years and being together for that long. But they've said after they finish the tour, because they won't be able to bear being apart, they will be having a lads' holiday, all four of them.
Really?
Now, where's that going to be? Malia, Zanti, Maga,
Kavos.
Lads on tour t-shirts.
I mean, imagine that. Imagine you were walking down the strip in Malia and you saw One Direction heading towards you. Could be good.
I can't see it being a thing, though. Like, security-wise, are you really going to be allowed to have One Direction, like, four of the biggest, most famous boys in the world walking down the strip in Magaluf?
But what are you saying, then? They're going to break up and then get together to go on holiday? You think when they break up, they just want to never see each other again?
No, but it's going to be weird. It'd be like if me and you didn't see each other again. Like, after tomorrow, if this was the last show, let's say.
So we'd book a lad's holiday?
Maybe.
Yeah, well, no, it does make sense, actually.
I'd miss you, you know?
The Scott Mills Daily.
A few requests for the Bumbleo gap today include Michael. saying, can we have Chris and his Shakespeare-esque Straight in My Basket from last week's student tour? Do you remember when you went around the supermarket with Straight in My Basket guy and you just went, but you're straight in my basket?
It was what you called live basketing.
It was live basketing.
Just shopping, really.
Also, can we have Scott saying, can't let my mum's spread go to waste? That's from Matt in Stockton. Or request welcome on 81199. I don't know what time we're going to bumble out today, but I feel like I need it.
Definitely.
Mark is listening to the show for the first time live in ages, normally podcast. Elliot is Christmas shopping in Bicester. Christmas shopping, Bicester Villager, and is ready for a bumbleo. And Ben on his tractor, loving the music, but could really do with bumbleo action. Okay, we'll let you know what it's going to be on.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello.
Hi, Scott. It's Vicky.
Hey, Vicky. You okay?
Yeah, not bad. You?
Good.
Good. Well, I've got a bit of an idea I wanted to throw your way.
Would this be some kind of show and tell, do you think?
Sort of, yes.
Okay, any excuse to get my brass out? Hang on. What is it? Tell me.
It's a dating idea.
Oh, I love these.
Is this a dating idea that's going to earn us money?
No, but it's for people that are quite indecisive.
That's me.
That's quite useful, then.
I can't make a decision ever.
I'm the same. Give me a restaurant menu and I'm terrible.
Oh, right, okay. Hour. Yeah, I'm keen. Yeah. What is it?
So you get ready for a date with your other half and you don't plan on where you're going.
So this is for people that are already in relationships?
Yeah, it could be a first date thing. I think it would be for people that are kind of doing the same thing all the time and want to try something different.
Oh, to spice it up.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Okay, so you're going on like a date night with your partner.
Mm-hmm. So you get ready, you do makeup and get dressed up in your glad rags, whatever.
You might. glad rags?
Yes.
Maybe then you can have a glass of bubbly. And also rubbish. I hate that phrase.
Oh, sorry.
All right, so you're getting ready for the date, best pants on.
Bubbly with my hubby. Hubby also, Yes, go on, sorry.
Yeah, so you go out, go out your front door and you take a penny out of your purse or your wallet.
No, pennies are still on, Chris.
Sorry.
They're definitely still on.
Well, it is, yes.
So you've got
carried away
a 1p, yeah?
A 1p or any coin, doesn't matter, as long as heads and tails.
Okay.
And you or your partner decide on a number between 10 and 20.
Yes.
And that's going to be how many times you flip the coin.
Right, okay, and this is the date.
Yeah, so basically you decide a number, say you come up with 15, you say, right, okay, I'm going to flip the coin 15 times. Tails is left and heads is right. So you head out your front door and you flip the coin and that decides whether you go left or right. And okay. Every time you come to a junction, you flip the coin and that's where you go.
Okay, and this is to this is to find the date location.
This is, to the date location. So you could end up actually anywhere. I live in the sticks a bit, so I'd probably end up in a field.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So then...
Which would be interesting.
So have you done this?
I haven't yet, no. I haven't had a chance to give it a go.
What are you calling this? Penny dating?
Yeah, penny dating, yeah.
Okay.
But what about if you do end up in a field, like where you live?
Well, that's where you've got to have your date.
It sounds like something Matt Edmondson might do. Is that fair to say? He's doing his alphabet dating at the moment. I think he's in search for the big O.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's been searching for a while because that's a tricky letter to get to.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, definitely.
We definitely need to pass this on to Matt. It's right up his street.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, he'd love this. Once he's finished the alphabet one.
Well, once he's done O, he can move on to P. K-L-M-N-O. Yeah, that's next.
It is quite good for indecisive people like myself, though, that don't know where to go on dates.
Yeah, I think I'd have to take a little picnic with me just in case, you know, if you do end up in a field, you know, hungry or, you know, take a bottle of wine or something.
Yeah, right, but if you've moved left or right 15 times and you've bought a picnic and you say turn up at... I don't know, an ice skating rink. It's a bit rubbish, isn't it? The picnic's wasted.
Well, you can...
What about if you turn up at some building site or something?
So you can have your date.
Well, that's rubbish.
You could end up in a really nice restaurant.
You might.
On a building site,
but statistically, if you're turning left or right 15 times, you're unlikely to end up in front of a nice restaurant. So you're sort of dooming yourself to fail.
Well, I guess if you live in like London somewhere built up, you're bound to come to somewhere that you'll like. But like for me, being out in the sticks, you would end up in a field or a barn or something.
Barn. So when you've done this.
I've had a date in a barn before.
So have you?
Yes.
When you've done this, all you do is end up in field, barn, I don't know, swamp.
I just don't see how this is going to work out. I mean, yeah, you're right. In like London, Manchester, Glasgow, like massive cities.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's probably going to be a pub, maybe.
Or a bowling alley or something. Like there'll be some stuff to do. But this
I guess it's good. Like, it's a good like story, isn't it, to tell the kids at home?
No, old, it's not.
You know, are we? We had a date in a field one day, you know.
It's weird.
It is weird. Maybe you two should try it now.
Well, we're not dating.
Oh, be a friend date.
Could be. It's a strange request, this. So how would this work? What are you saying, that we leave the radio show that's on at the moment and just toss a coin a few times, work out where we can go?
And yeah, and see where you end up.
No, hang on. I've got it. We haven't had lunch yet.
No? Okay, I see where this is going. So you want to decide where we have lunch by this ridiculous method.
Yeah, I've got a penny right here.
Improvise. No, that's good.
Hang on.
Can we stop calling it a penny as well? I think that's why I hooed it. I think it's the word penny that...
Nice. Throw your boots. There's a 20.
Ooh.
There you go.
Pence.
Yeah, don't use a £20 note. That's a bit...
So this is going to determine where Chris goes today for our lunch.
Brilliant.
Okay,
fine. So let me get the rules right with this. We need to decide a number and then we toss it that amount of times and that's where we'll end up getting lunch from. There's loads of shops around this area. Around Radio 1, there's loads of shops.
Loads.
Okay, yeah, so you should get it somewhere. Okay.
What, so do we just pick a number, do we?
Yeah, just pick any number.
Okay, 6.
So it has to be between 10 and 20.
Oh, God. All right, we're not...
You
can
work out, you know, if you end up at a, I don't know, a chicken shop, you've burnt all your calories off.
I'm saying 10.
10's a lot of tosses. can we change the parameters for this? Because we've all got other stuff to be getting on
can
with.
Can we change it?
So let's say it's between 1 and 20. Scott, how many times would you like me to toss?
4.
4? Okay, good. Well, at least we know we're going to be somewhere relatively local.
Let's give it a go, though. I like the idea.
Right.
Okay, cool.
Okay, off you go then.
This is happening.
Goodbye. He's just leaving now. All right then, it's 4 times, yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Vicky, thank you so much for this.
No, no worries.
People will be trying this on their dates now, I know it.
It'll be interesting to find out. I think I might try it with my other half tonight.
Do it.
Definitely.
And also, if any of you lot are going to do this, then let me know, please, on 81199, or let me know when you have. Thank you, Vicky.
Thank you.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Okay, so Andy and Bournemouth tried this penny dating thing before and they ended up on a housing estate in Poole in Dorset. Nice. The Scott Mills Daily. Caroline says, me and my boyfriend did penny dating in Venice. We ended up on a gorgeous square with a fountain drinking wine. It works. KDA, turn the music louder. BBC Radio 1, it's Scott Mills. So Vicky called us. She's got this penny dating idea which she's going to try out. Where you just toss a coin, decide how many times you're going to go left or right, and then that takes you to where you're going to have your date. We're doing this with Chris on lunch today. Hello.
Hello.
Are you out on the streets of London?
Yeah, it's cold.
It is, isn't it?
Ugh.
You got your coin ready there?
I got my coin. I'm ready to go.
Flip it.
Flip it. And it's heads. What does that mean?
That means turn right, please.
Turn right. Okay.
I'm excited for lunch. Okay, walk along. Remember, it's when you get to the next junction you have to flip the coin again.
Fine, okay. So, just turning right.
Well, what can you see?
I can see a hairdresser's. I can see a dentist. There's a printing shop. Oh, and I can see a fish shop here.
Yes, I'd quite like fish. Anyone else fish? Fish, lads? Yes.
No, it's like fish from the sea, like the like pet fish.
Well, I wanted salmon.
No, I don't think we can do that. I can ask for you. Do you want me to pop in and ask?
Oh, it's a pet shop.
Yeah, hang on, I'll ask. Hang on a sec. Bear fish. Excuse me. You don't sell any edible fish, do you? Yeah? No. No. No, that's not happening. So let's move on.
Okay, I just wanted some salmon.
No. Okay, so okay, end of the road.
Yeah.
Fine.
You there?
And I'm there.
Flip it. Flip the coin.
Heads.
Right.
Right, hang on. There's nothing down here, mate.
Okay.
Absolutely nothing.
Another junction.
I'm just sprinting to the end. Hang on. Can I throw the coin? Throw the coin.
Throw the coin.
Tails.
Tails. Left.
Left.
Yes. At the moment, Chris is tossing a coin to decide where he gets our lunch from today.
It's kind of a longer road, this one.
Anything good? What can you see?
No, nothing. Buildings. Lots of buildings.
Are you really running?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I'm nearly at the end of this road. It all looks like offices.
All offices.
It's sort of down in the back of the BBC.
Okay, right. Are you nearly at a junction, though?
I'm at a junction. There's a TV crew in front of me. I think they're about to film something.
Okay, get out of the way of them, unless you want to be on the news.
Well, no, I've tossed the coin behind them.
Yeah, toss the coin, then.
I don't know who will be seeing this or where. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Oh, no, the coin's gone under a car. Hang on.
Oh, careful.
Yeah, there we go. Tails.
Tails. Is left again.
Left again? Okay.
Okay, and that was the last toss. So wherever you end up, that's where you're getting our lunch from.
Well, I've kind of ended up in a circle around the BBC because of it. Oh, no.
What can you see?
So what's the rule here? First food outlet.
Yeah.
Well, I'm in front of a hotel. Does that count?
Well, they would do food, yeah.
I'm sort of, no, but not the normal, like, the really expensive one, the Justin Bieber one.
Oh, that one.
The Lady Gaga one.
Oh, right, okay, let me just explain. Right next to Radio 1, there is a hotel where all the stars stay when they're in town. So that's where Justin Bieber got into that little fracas with the photographer. That's where Lady Gaga addressed her public on the balcony outside the hotel. Right, lunch it is then. You got your card?
Oh, no. I haven't even got your card for this one.
Well, that's the rules, I'm afraid.
Is it though, or is it a joke? What? Well, do I have to get lunch from here?
Yes!
Can I tell you what's on the menu?
I'd like some lobster, please.
I can tell you what's on the menu. Come
yeah, on. Go on. And I'll just give you our order over the phone now.
Fine, but shall we just do starters? Is that all right with you?
I'm not sure that's going to fill up this hungry team I'm with.
I'm not buying for everyone.
Well, that's the rules. That's what we said.
I'm just going inside. I'll tell you what's on the menu, though.
Okay. It's well posh in there.
So on the shellfish, they've got a platter de fruit de mer. I can get a couple of those in. I guess we'll cover everyone barely.
This is one of the most expensive hotels in London.
Confit rabbit leg.
This game, what? Confit of rabbit leg?
They've got a roast bone-in veal loin.
Oh, I quite like that.
No, you don't. Pan-roasted giga halibut on the bone.
That's fish. I wanted fish.
The cheapest thing I can find on here is roast quail. Should I just take the hit and get a couple of those?
Just bosh a couple of roast quails.
It comes with almonds, grilled peach, and a fennel panadella.
Yeah, I don't even know what that means, but yeah, let's do it.
Couple of them. I don't know if they do takeaway. Shall I ask?
Please ask. Oh, I'm scared.
Excuse me, you don't do takeaway here, do you? Okay, fine. No. They can't do takeaway, Scott. So, how would you like me to deal with this? Should I just order it in here and just run out there?
I would, yeah.
They can't stop you doing that, can they? I will pay, obviously.
I'll leave you to sort this out now. All right.
Fine. Couple of roast quails.
Yeah, that'll do. All right. Okay, come back when you got them.
Bye.
Okay, bye. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Matt on text says, Chris actually had me crying with laughter from the moment he entered the hotel and lowered his voice on the phone. Excuse me, do you do takeaway? I'll just bosh a couple of two small quails then. Where are the quails then?
They were too pricey and there was too much grief in getting them out.
It wouldn't let you out?
No, it wasn't happening.
How much each?
Something like 14 quid a quail egg.
Oh, mental. We're back to square one now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Today's the day.
Lord Sugar will see you now.
Call yourself candidates. It's sink or swim here and I don't do armbands.
18 candidates, 12 tough weeks.
This is going to be the toughest apprentice yet.
It's down to business with The Apprentice.
Oi, call yourself a voiceover. Anyone can do that. You're fired.
What? Thank you for the opportunity, Lord Sugar.
The Apprentice starts tonight at 9 on BBC One and BBC One HD.
Yes, to The Apprentice starting tonight. And good to hear Lord Sugar lifting the whole script off the page there.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Mills here. It is Wednesday afternoon on BBC Radio 1. Still had no lunch after we sent Chris. Well, he ended up at a really posh hotel to buy lunch, decided by the flip of a coin, and decided that two quail's eggs at £14 each were a bit much.
It's silly. It's not even funny.
Should we send you out again with the coin?
No, right. We've done that.
Okay. I think we all know what we want. Are we ready? Here we go, gents and ladies.
Unbelievable. I know it's in the union, this pact. Absolutely amazing. What a time to be alive.
Some highlights of the student tour there.
You're fired.
It's back on tonight.
Jedward only has one phone. It's called Jedward's phone, and they interrupt each other when they text you. They'll be like, "Hey Ed, oh Jed Sheeran, all this stuff," and then like the other one will interrupt, like, "Shut up, John. He doesn't want to hear that."
Ooh, shuttlecocks. That's going straight in my basket. Oh, a couple of puppies. It's going straight in my basket.
Oh, what is that? You have a mare. God, this is a mess. We're not doing another gap, boy.
You're fired.
Unbelievable. I know it's in the union.
What is going on?
Absolutely amazing.
Wait for it.
What a time to be alive.
Ooh. Shuttlecocks. That's going straight in my basket.
Is the suspense killing you yet?
Oh! Going straight in my basket.
Yes. Some of our highlights from the students all there from last week. If you want to relive last week's glorious Bumbleo Wednesday with Ed Sheeran, where the whole audience froze in the gap at Harper Adams, didn't move a muscle, it's on Radio 1 Twitter right now. It's there now. Michael's so happy. He thought he'd missed Bumbleo Wednesday. You haven't. Yeah, Bumbleo, baby, I needed that. And double gap, yes to that, says Karen in Norwich.
It's a double gap week.
Bumbleo, and just before work, love the double gap situation, says Nicola from Derbyshire. This is my absolute favourite time of the week. James in Peterborough, who needs to get out a bit more. Pete the Joiner, Bumbleoing his absolute chisels off. Yes.
Double gapper, you legend, Bumbleoing in the car.
Thank you.
From Anonymous. Right, let's have it. Come on.
You're fired.
Bumbleoing.
Yes, it's Wednesday. Halfway through the week, lads. And ladies. Who else have we got? James in his tractor in Shropshire. Daniel in Morecambe with a wet bag.
I'm just enjoying the gap on the Radio 1 Twitter right now. The video of the gap, it's quite phenomenal. All it's the good, people dressed up.
It's so good. On Radio 1 Twitter now, if you want to see the epic, most epic ever, Bumbleo.
A few people in fancy dress and that.
It can't be time already. It is.
40 of those.
Keep tapping. Charlie the dentist in Glasgow. Hello. Harry in Bournemouth. Gosden on the Isle of Wight. Double gap madness, says John in Kent.
Double gap, dude. Double gap.
Chris in Rotherham. Craig and Lucy from Plymouth in Tesco car park, bum blowing their nut off. Natalie Villaricci. Ash and Lee, bum blowing in a white van because it's Wednesday. And Jamie the Digger Man in his digger. Foxes, Better Love on Radio 1.
It's amazing listening to you sing along to that with your headphones on, because you do the low bit.
Better love.
It was horrible.
Better, better love.
You've lost it. You've seriously,
better
you've lost it.
Better love.
That double gap has sent you loopy.
So that was Foxes and Better Love on BBC Radio 1. I just like doing the low part. Could you hear me then? Could
yeah.
I had my headphones on loud.
Yeah, and we were all saying, what is
okay,
that?
He's lost his mind. It's finally happened.
Better Love. Bake.
No.
Florence and the Machine next. I'm quite obsessed with this video from last week because I've not seen it yet until now. It's on Radio 1 Twitter. It's the whole crew at Harper Adams last week, this time last week, going crazy. Ed Sheeran having a little dance there. But then, when the Bumbleo gap occurs, everyone is just still.
Mm.
Like, how? They're not even blinking there.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I feel really Christmassy now. Little Mix, Love Me Like You. I want a Yule log.
It needs bells on it, that. That's all it needs.
Mate, there's a couple of bells on it. We need to start winter bogging soon. That needs to be on again.
Really?
All the food.
Just finished tour.
Yeah, but like have a week off, like eat some salad and that.
Good.
And then bulking. Like all the foods ready for Christmas. Doesn't matter now. Don't have to wear anything like, no one's going to see us. Like you can just wear a jacket on it. It's cold.
Mm.
So we can pile on the pounds. Hi, Georgie.
Hi, Scott.
What's going on, please?
Oh, my God. So we're on the way back from Manchester and I am absolutely bursting for a wee.
Right. Well, stop then.
Just go.
Oh, yeah, well, I've been asking for the past 10 minutes. My dad won't stop.
Oh, right.
Oh, I hate that situation.
Is it the point where...
You know when it literally hurts your bladder so much that you're getting goosebumps?
Right, yes. Okay.
And you can't move and, like, don't even slightly move.
Right now I'm in the back of the car and my legs are crossed so tightly.
And it's your dad that needs to stop, is it?
It's Dan, yeah. Tell Dan.
Dad! Okay,
Dan.
So... That's not going to help, is it?
No, it's not.
What about some waves gently lapping against the shore?
I'm in so much pain.
Oh dear.
Are you okay, hon?
Yeah, I can't hear you at all. It's gone really fuzzy.
Probably just as well.
It's just the sounds of water there trickling away.
Stop. Oh, I know what you're doing. Please turn the water off. I don't like it. Turn it off. Stop it! No, please stop! Stop it! Stop!
The Scott Mills Daily.
Do you know, I was just thinking, casting my mind back to last week. I can't believe this time, last week, this very time, we were just sat with Ed Sheeran, the world's biggest selling artist, on a sofa in the middle of a field in Shropshire.
It's absolutely mad, because I mean, sitting next to him on the same sofa, thinking he is now possibly the world's We're all definitely one of the world's biggest artists right now. And you look, it's only been like, how many years has it been till he's become this big? Three
four or five.
4 years. Because
yeah.
I actually think what's crazy about that situation is I was probably one of the first people to have heard of Ed Sheeran,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Around about the time he released A-Team.
Yeah.
I like to think of myself as one of the real original fans.
Yeah. I know, it's quite incredible just to be like, from you being one of the earliest fans, and then suddenly it's like you're sat on a sofa with him just chatting, doing Bumbleo.
That's the thing, I always find it mad because I say to people, I knew Ed Sheeran from when he released A-Team.
Yeah, it's
not
madness.
I'm not like a new fan.
No. Coming up, Taylor Swift and Catfish in the Bottom. And if you want to see all of the Ed stuff from last week, it's on BBC Radio 1 iPlayer and YouTube from our student tour.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, there's someone that went to the pub when Ed Sheeran was playing in Ipswich, but they sat in the beer garden and didn't even go in to see him. See, you should have gone and said that you did see him. That's an error there.
Yeah.
Don't say you were in the pub garden at the time. If you were a true Sheeran boaster, you'd be like, yeah, I saw him. I wasn't in the garden. Ed Sheeran's tattoo is autographed on my cousin Sam before Ed Sheeran was even famous because he knew he'd become a star. There's so many of these.
So sorry, someone got a tattoo of someone's signature on without knowing it was like going to be... Without knowing they were going to be a megastar. That's a gutsy move.
Apparently so, yes. Apparently it's on Ed Sheeran's Facebook. Okay, so can we just put a ban on anyone that is texting in and saying, surely his mum and the midwife saw him first?
The Scott Mills Daily.
People are really biting on this Ed Sheeran thing, aren't they? I knew a girl at school who always used to write a Facebook post about Ed Sheeran before I'd ever heard of him. I was like, shut up, who is Ed? I think she was first. Her surname was Plant. She worked in a garden centre. Try and find her.
I mean, it sounds legit, though.
Yeah, it does. Ben's in Suffolk. I saw Ed Sheeran at school because I went to school with him. He now lives in my old house, which is on the edge of my farm, so I win. Right, it was just a joke.
People take it really personally.
It was just a thing of, like, everyone thinks they've seen Ed Sheeran first in a
They do.
Much...
They genuinely do. Look at the texts and tweets.
We had hundreds and people going, no, this gig that I went to was much more intimate. It was just me and Ed on our own. But that was a joke. So if you want to leave that now, that's absolutely good. But thank you very much for all your comments.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Clara Amfo cannot get enough of being on this show. Not content with her own 10-tour, 12:45 experience. Yesterday, getting soaked on Idiot Bingo. And now it's real or no real.
Yes!
How was Miguel?
He was dreamy. Bit of a space cadet. I see your eyebrows going up and down in that Carry On film style. Like, oh.
What does that mean? What does space cadet mean?
He's just a bit, do you
Not
know
quite
what?
With us.
He isn't, but I think he embraces that. He's from another planet, I would say.
He's the king of Majordan lardy cake.
No, that's Miguel Pujol.
Oh, sorry.
From Inuendabingo, not the same.
Yeah, this is Miguel Pimentel.
He's
His name
awesome.
Is Miguel Jontel Pimentel.
Oh, show and tell.
Right? What a great name.
Okay, so let's finish up Bumbleo Wednesday with a bit of real or no real. Here we go.
To increase the number of matches, dating app users are heading to IKEA for profile pictures, so it looks like they have nice houses.
It's a good idea, this, because you can make yourself look like you live in a mansion.
Yeah.
Okay, without being too disrespectful to the Swedish brand, IKEA is not really the spot you want to go to if you really, really want to show off, because everyone's got stuff from IKEA.
No, but it's got everything. So the good thing about it is because you can arrange it to make it really look like a home, like a realistic home.
Yeah, but a nice one.
Yeah.
Just with the same sofa that everyone else has got.
Yeah, because I don't think you can rock up to a hotel, like a really posh hotel or a country manor or something, take a selfie outside it and go, just chilling in my crib.
Oh, like, listen, people do.
It's definitely not your house.
It's like when you see Hello Magazine and you're like, is that really your house? And I'm saying 9 out of 10 times it really isn't.
It is so not.
I've done it with Scott's house before. I took a picture of me. He has this one bedroom that lights up in all different colours. I don't know why he designed it like that, yes. But... you know,
disco.
Quirky. Mm. And yeah, he has like a disco room. And so I took a picture of that once, me and the bed there, and the bed is comfy, and claimed that that was my room to someone.
And did it impress this certain someone?
It was ages ago. You know the disco room, I mean, Scott?
Mm, it's not a disco room.
Well, it kind of is, isn't
no,
it?
No, it's not. It's got mood lighting.
Yeah, but it lights...
It's all a disco room.
It's well trippy at night. Like, you're lying in bed, it's like green,
that's because you
red,
had the lights on.
Blue.
That's because you had them on fast.
Scott's house is like an Oceania. He's got...
It isn't.
He's got an ice house.
Ladies free before 10.
I've got an R&B room.
Cheese room.
So are people who want a date on the apps going to IKEA to do their profile pictures so it looks like they've got a lush house? Real or no real, Clara Amfo?
You know what? People's budgets are tight. I'm saying real.
I think this is definitely, it's got to be real.
That one is real.
Yeah.
This was the idea of a user who wanted his profile pictures to look better than his actual house. Aww. So he just goes to one of the kitchens in IKEA or the lounges, you know, the ones that are already set up. He's like, yeah.
But does he pretend to cook? Does he pretend to live in?
Get the meatballs.
I do hope that nobody's done what someone I know tried to do before and used the toilet in one of those showrooms because they're not connected.
Was it you?
No. But they do. They're not connected. They're not plumbed in. So don't do that, please. And next.
An Instagram post of Justin Bieber painting a wall white has more likes than all of Cameron Diaz's posts from the last year.
Oh. Well, has been a shift in Bieber love, a distinctive shift in Bieber love, I'd say, over the what, past 12 months?
6 months, yeah.
He's turned it around because there was a while where it was just like, okay, you are just
an
being
idiot.
Really annoying, yeah. Really entitled. But a good song can change your mind about someone. We're so fickle, aren't we?
But I mean, this is hefty maths, isn't it? Because I imagine Cameron Diaz gets a lot of likes
a
on
lot.
Instagram. Mm.
But this is just Justin Bieber painting a wall white.
Mm. Yeah, but he's one of those people that he's so famous, he could literally tweet a full stop and it would get 50,000 retweets and favourites.
True.
Well, that's what he's done. And if anything, it's probably him being quite insulting, isn't it? He's like, I'm just going to put a picture up of a white wall. Watch them go. He was probably trying to impress someone at the time. He was probably on a date with someone. He was probably like, yeah,
watch this.
Watch
all
these
I'm
idiots
do,
go.
I'm gonna paint a wall white. Look at them, idiots.
Yeah.
They'll like anything, won't they?
First comment. Dad, those were my favourites. Mom, Dad, first comment, first like.
But has the Instagram of Justin Bieber painting a white wall got more likes than all of Cameron Diaz's posts from the last year? Real or no real? Chris?
No real.
I'm going real.
That one is real.
It's true, this photo's had nearly 700,000 likes. To be fair though, Cameron Diaz has only posted twice in the last year.
But still.
I know. And finally,
the Weather Channel's list of names for forthcoming storms this winter includes one called Storm Yas.
Well, generally, the storms are given ladies' names, aren't they?
Which I'm not into, by the way.
I think it's hurricanes, though, with girl names. And this just says winter storm.
All right, Met Office.
Well, that's different.
Yeah, I always find it weird giving a storm or a hurricane a name. It always feels a bit weird.
Especially if you do have that name. But then I don't know, some people could be quite honoured by it. Somebody could be quite insulted by it. Hurricane Chris.
No, yeah. Doesn't work.
Hurricane Scott.
No. Hurricane Clara really works.
Okay.
So is it on the list of forthcoming storms? Storm Yas.
I don't know if it's pronounced how you're pronouncing it, though. Maybe it's like storm... Oh,
yeah.
How is it spelt?
Storm Yas.
Y-A-A-S.
Hurricane Yas.
It might be a silent Y, though, or one of those where it changes the Y to an H. So it's like Storm Haas.
Or could be another language.
Could be where
it's not said, yes.
Storm Yas.
I know that there is in just off Abu Dhabi, there is a Yas Island.
Amazing.
Where they have like loads of concerts there, like Rihanna played at Yas Island before.
Was it named after all the Gaga's fans just going crazy?
I don't know.
Yes, Gaga, yes.
Have you paid significant money to have a storm named after you?
No.
You've gone for this.
Is it on the list, real or no real?
Oh, surely no real.
I just want to believe it's real, so I'm saying, yeah, real.
That one is no real.
Oh.
But the list of storm names does include YOLO. YOLO is a potential
YOLO is
storm
the name.
Name.
Of a storm.
Hurricane YOLO.
Yeah.
Amazing.
That's awful.
Drake must be pleased.
He must be so pleased.
At the end of that round, a real or no real?
I got 20, Clara got 20.
Whoop, whoop.
It's a draw.
Draw, fair and square.
I'm much drier than yesterday.
Yes.
I know.
Feeling
no
good.
Harm done. Good to see you.
Lovely to see you.
And tomorrow morning from 10.
A.M.
Those are all of your Wednesday best bits. Come and join us tomorrow from 1 on Radio 1 with more Getting Wet on Innuendo Bingo at 1:45. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.